My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
There's only one person I know that can rescue us like Superman. She is able to jump buildings in a single bound and outrun a bullet. Is that true? I want to find out right now. She's Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. You are our version of Superwoman, just so you know that.
Well, thank you. And yes, I can do all of those things and looking forward to it. So, you know what? I really thought that this was sort of a vibe check for the Cleveland Browns. They had to come back from that devastating loss to the Cowboys. They had to pull together in the face of adversity. They had to rally around their quarterback. I thought they did all of those things. Now, of course, they came close to losing that game in the end. But the important part of this is that they actually finished. They did it on the road. And now they're heading into a relatively soft part of their schedule.
Tough to watch what happened after the first drive, Mary Kay. They were so dominant, so good on that 16-play, 89-yard drive over 9 minutes. I just thought, man, this is going to be fun today. Well, what happened? What changed?
Well, first of all, when you look at this football game, if I would have told you that David Njoku would miss the game and that Amari Cooper would catch three passes for 11 yards, I don't honestly know if you would have thought that that was going to be a victory. When your top two weapons are out of the game, as the 49ers are soon going to find out themselves, it's tough sledding. It's really, really tough sledding. And that's exactly what happened. There were penalties. There were dropped passes. Fortunately for Deshaun, he and Jerry Jeudy have developed a little bit of a connection because it's not going well in some other places right now. But I think that is part of what happened to the offense in this game.
Where are we with Deshaun, though? I mean, like, there's a part of me that wants to say, okay, he doesn't have his tackles. There's a part of me that says he's coming back from surgery. There's a part of me that says he really has only seen, you know, live action for two games now. Where are we with him?
Well, this offense, and I have been saying this over and over, is a work in progress. I never thought it was going to look like a well-oiled machine in week one. How could it? They never practiced together. They never played together. They have a brand new offense. They have a quarterback coming off of shoulder surgery. It was always going to be a, we have to get this figured out proposition over the first several weeks of the season. And they're still not there yet. They still have backup tackles that they're working with. They still have issues with David Njoku maybe not being there even this week. They still have some timing or chemistry issues going on between Deshaun and Amari. So I can't honestly say that I think it's going to look great against the Giants this week or great next week in Vegas. But I do think as the season goes along and they work through their issues and they find their offensive identity, which is vitally important, then I think it's going to look better. And I think if it works out the way that it should, they should be really hitting their stride in November and December.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the plaindealercleveland.com. The running game, I thought, and game, you know, the game way it played out had something to do with that as compared to the Dallas game where they were trying to play catch up. But I kind of like the balance, Mary Kay. Deontay Foreman, Jerome Ford, do you like the way that works? And what's up with Pierre Strong?
Well, first of all, he's got a hamstring injury, so there's a chance he's probably not going to be playing in this game and maybe not for a few weeks. So that's something to keep an eye on there. But as far as Jerome Ford and Dante Foreman, I think it makes a nice 1-2 punch. It reminds me somewhat of Jerome and Kareem. I think Dante can do a lot of those Kareem kind of things. And I think that, once again, they will work it out as they go along and figure out, you know, who does best in what situation, who do they want in there on third down, who do they want in there in short yardage goal line. But I think they will find their rhythm. And I think that Dante will learn his blockers even more. And I think they're going to be okay in the running game. Once again, once they stabilize the offensive line a little bit, it will be better. And I think that they have some easier defenses coming up as well, too, so that'll help.
Mary Kay, we like to play a game, Is This Something? Let me know if you think this is something, okay? Deshaun Watson, of his passes, 50% of them have been 9 yards or less. Is that something? Still there?
I'm here. Oh. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Oh, that's okay. I was speaking a different language. I'll ask you again. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So we like to play this game called Is This Something? Okay. You tell me if this is something or if this is nothing. Of Deshaun Watson's passes all season, 50% of them have been 9 yards or less. Is that something or is that just atypical of a quarterback?
I don't think it's something. I think it's definitely something that you're not going to see that going forward. As the season goes along, they will open it up. They will get more explosive. They will complete some of those passes. Remember that Amari Cooper has dropped a couple of touchdown passes. So I heard someone yesterday saying, well, he didn't throw any touchdown passes. Well, he would have if Amari would have caught those touchdown passes. So once again, they are working through some issues. They'll get it together. And I don't think that's going to be a thing.
I thought that was interesting, though, watching Amari. And with David Bell going out, screams at Cedric Tillman time, doesn't it?
It does. Somebody's going to have to step up. Fortunately for them, Jerry Jeudy has already done that. Now they need a couple of other guys. They need a couple of other guys to do that, and Cedric Tillman would be a great candidate for that. He had a great offseason. He had a really nice training camp, and now it is time to roll him out there and to start targeting him and seeing what he can do, because you have to find somebody who can step up and really take the reins at this time.
I thought Jeudy did a nice job too, Mary Kay. Elijah Moore seemed more involved. His yards per catch frightens me a little bit. He's like 6 yards per catch, but he got involved. So I think that's a nice step. Would you agree?
Yeah, he did get involved, and that is good. Once again, they're finding their way. They're all finding their way. Kevin Stefanski is running and calling a brand new offense, and we saw that they went back and tried something completely different in this game than they had tried in the first game. So this is a situation where they are trying to find their offensive identity, and I don't think what we saw on Sunday is going to inform what happens in the future. I think it's going to be a week-to-week proposition for them, and it will depend on the opponent and what they come up with. But I just don't think they know exactly who they are yet, and Deshaun has verbalized that. After the first week, he did say that. We are trying to figure out who we are and what we are. But I think the good thing for them is that he showed what he can still be, and everyone had written him off as broken and finished last week, and I think he went out there and proved that he's not that.
I was going to ask you about this identity question. So do you think that they're waiting for it to come organically, or do you think there's a plan, that there's a vision for what they want it to be?
Sometimes you don't know what it is until you start getting it out on the grass and you see what it looks like. And, you know, when the lights are on and the fur is flying and defenses are trying to take away what you do well, that's when you figure out who you are. So, again, I think the first 5, 6, maybe 7 weeks of the season, they're going to be honing it, shaping it, figuring it out. It's an all-new coaching staff on that side of the ball as well. So it definitely is just going to take a little bit of time. But they have the pieces there. They have all the talent that they need. And now it just has to come together.
Better work by the offensive line, Mary Kay. And what do you think about Jed Wills, Jack Conklin? How close?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Well, they're getting there. The fact that they're practicing is huge. I think that Jack might be a little further along than Jed is right now, but they're out there. They're getting better. They're working hard. And who knows? I mean, you could see Jack even as early as this week, but perhaps he would come in on sort of a limited basis, just on third down or something like that. So I think that you will see one of those guys in there fairly soon.
All right, let's talk a little bit of defense. Myles Garrett's foot is a little bit of an issue. Is this going to be all season long? What do you think about that? And then how hurt do you think Za'Darius was going into this game, and how much is it nagging him moving forward?
Well, Myles Garrett with the foot, for him to come out and admit that it was bothering him, admit that this could be an issue going forward and that he's going to downplay it and play through it, you know that it's bothering him, and it's just something they're going to have to monitor and watch. He only played, I think he played 48 snaps in this game, and that's, you know, that's probably a good workload for him right now, given what's going on. So to get him in there in key moments on third downs and obvious passing situations for right now, that might be just what they have to deal with. But he's, you know, he's a warrior. He has always played through injuries. He goes out there, he battles, he fights, he wants to be there for his team, so they can rest assured that he will do that. And Za'Darius with the back, he told us on Friday that the back really wasn't an issue and that he kind of needed a, you know, just one of those veteran days of rest that they usually give those guys. So I don't think that's too much of an issue.
Mary Kay, what did you think of that third down situation where Kevin called the pass play, told Deshaun, you know, if it's not there, take the sack. Deshaun didn't, threw the ball away. The whole scenario on that one, what'd you think?
Well, it will be interesting to ask Deshaun a little bit more about that tomorrow. You know, what was articulated to him in the headset, and did he just not do what he was told to do, or did he think in the moment that he had the play? So I do want to explore that a little bit, because obviously it was a pivotal and crucial moment in the game, and it really could have cost them the game. So, I would like to know a little bit more about that, just like everyone else would.
Mary Kay, I don't want to go back and compare last year to this year, but it did seem like they were having fun when Flacco was playing quarterback. I just don't feel like you tell me, you're around it a lot more than I am. Does this team feel fun to you, or what can you describe? I know we're not. Can you describe the mood of this team right now as a whole? Because I feel like this is a lot of work trying to get to where they need to be, and nothing is coming easy for this team.
Well, winning is fun, and it sure sounded like a lot of fun in the locker room after the game when the music was blaring and they were hooting and hollering in there and celebrating and having a great time. So winning is fun, and it's going to be a lot more fun for them over the next 3 weeks if they win these games, and they have some winnable games coming up. So I definitely think that you will see a lot more of that upbeat mood. It's hard to be like that when you're coming off of that loss against the Cowboys and then everything that happened with Deshaun during the week and everything that was swirling around them. It's hard to just let it loose and have a great grand old time. So I do think that once they win a few more games, you'll start to feel that vibe a little bit more.
Last question really quick. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah wore the Guardian cap the other day. Do you think we're going to see more players wearing them?
Possibly. I mean, I think that Denzel should consider wearing it. Given everything that he's been through, if Jeremiah is willing to do it, then maybe Denzel and some other guys will. So maybe it just takes somebody to get the party started and others will follow suit.
All right, Mary Kay, thank you. We always appreciate it and getting your perspective each and every Tuesday at 11 o'clock. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Sure, thanks, guys.
Okay, make sure you're reading Mary Kay Cabot every day in the Plain Dealer and, of course, Cleveland.com. She was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.